Hello? Hello? Hello?
Leave now, or you too will be destroyed.
Bilgith alone.
It is he.
Haven't you got anything better to do with your time than pursue a harmless...
The time bomb has done you free, Cyclops. I must leave now. Now I have told you, you must make your own choice.
You cold-blooded lizard. Bilgith! Bilgith!
You do not understand, stranger.
I understand only too well. Bilgith! The reptilian security operative scuttled away. I was already in the lift, heading for the bridge. Vilgreth!
Ah, Doctor, why shout? Tea's ready.
No, forget the tea!
What's wrong with my tea?
Nothing is wrong with your tea. Now listen, I tried to tell you earlier, I did see someone in the cargo hold.
Nobody else, just me.
No, Vilgreth, I've just seen him, an Ormelian security operative.
And Ormel... What?
One of those officials you told me about that tried to blow you up.
Officials? Spanners in works?
Yes, it's a big spanner. He's planted a time bomb. We've got to find it and deactivate it.
I have a tracking device. Made it myself. We'll find the bomb. Come on.
We set off on a frantic search around the ship. As we continued, I could feel the panic within me mounting. The ship really was beyond belief in both its size and sheer grime everywhere. The furnaces and boilers, all levels belching out smoke and cinders. The bomb might be hidden under any amount of rubbish. There wasn't even a trace of anything on Belgrath's tracker. And I had no idea how long 3 cycles were. Oh, Belgrath thinks he's hopeless. Maybe we should just escape from my ship while we can.
No, I cannot leave my darlings. They are my life.
What?
No, we find bomb. I find them before. This one a little more difficult. But you go if you want.
Vilgreth, I couldn't even if I wanted to. I'm completely lost.
Ah, you are a nice person. My only friend.
Ugh. Come on, wait a minute! Chalk marks!
You find something?
No, but I think I know where we might find something. Chalk marks!
This is no time for food.
No, food? Vilgreth, when I first arrived here, I made chalk marks on the wall so I could find my way back to the TARDIS.
But TARDIS is in Furnace Chamber.
Yes! But the first chalk mark was where I first saw the Ormelian operative.
You mean Bob may be there?
Yes, come on, let's go! The trail was easy to follow. We just went in the opposite direction indicated by my arrows. A couple of them were a little obscured, but we soon found our way.
This is place?
Yes. There's an open deck hatch there that I landed on.
No bomb.
Use the tracker then. What's this?
Viewports.
Oh. And look, we're going into orbit. I think I recognise it.
Ha! But it's only good for one thing.
Look! The tracker, it's found something! I've defused a number of bombs during my time, and the one that we found under the viewport was a doddle. Ha! There we are! One detonator safely removed.
You do good, Doctor. Now we have tea time.
Yes. You know, that planet is familiar. So later, we were relaxing after the most enjoyable tea-drinking session I've ever had. Vilgreth had obtained an incredible variety of brands of various cargo ships he'd salvaged. Ah, oh, my taste buds are exhausted.
How long will you stay, Doctor?
Well, my friend Sam should be waking up soon. I expect so, I'd better be making tracks.
You have another friend?
Well, yes. I have lots of friends all over the years.
This is a strange thing. I never had a friend before. And now you go.
But you have your boilers.
True.
And I'll come back and visit you.
Okay. See you again someday. I must get back to my darlings.
Right, of course. That planet, it's Aurelia. Vilgreth, you brought me to my destination.
You go there?
Yeah, well, it's a lovely place. Why, don't you?
No, boilers need me. Goodbye.
Oh, what that was all about.
For a while, I'd intruded on Vilgreth's solitary life. But now it was time to go. He seemed easily resigned to his solitary ways. For a moment, I gazed at the image of Aurelia from the bridge viewport. We were close now. We'd soon be in orbit. Then some puzzling thought entered my head. The melted spaceship, the salvaged cargo, the primitive nature of the propulsion system. Furnaces? Boilers? Solid fuel for a spaceship?
Planets only good for one thing, Doctor.
What, you? But I thought you'd...
My ship fell victim to the infernal power of this vessel.
Infernal?
I have been watching you, Doctor. Your mind is beginning to work.
Why didn't you deactivate the bomb? If you had no escape route...
I had a mission, Doctor.
A suicide mission. To get a tax evader?
A ludicrous idea.
Yes. Yes.
Planets only good for one thing.
That was it. The solid fuel for Vilgreth's ship. Planets. Stelpo explained that the whole fleet of planet eaters, as they're appropriately known, had been built centuries ago to demolish planetoids and asteroid belts to clear space lanes. But most of them had been scrapped. A few, however, had been salvaged, or rather stolen, by various museums and enthusiasts, and this planet eater was heading straight for Aurelia. Well, I've got the detonator core, but Vilgreth...
He was dying with his ship.
But he seems so... harmless.
With himself, he is.
I follow you here, Lizard. You will not harm my darlings.
But, Vilgreth, you don't understand what you've been doing all these years.
I know only my darlings and me.
This ship must be destroyed.
No, it is my life.
Look, Vilgreth, you can come with me in the TARDIS.
I understand what my darlings need to live.
But you...
I think not of others.
You see, Doctor. Now give me the detonator core.
No!
Stelpo, don't use that gun!
Ready, Doctor! We must get rid of the cargo hold.
We ran blindly to where we left the bomb. Vilgreth, wounded badly, stumbled behind us. The detonator was reset in no time on a very, very short fuse. Come on, we must get to the TARDIS.
Yes, sir!
Stelpo!
Leave one, Doctor! I'll hold him here!
I can't leave!
Oh, Doctor!
I...
My friend killed me!
No, I...
Not fair!
Vilgreth, I...
Run, Doctor!
As the TARDIS door closed behind me, I paused for a moment. Dazed, I think. I was killing two people. And one of them had thought me as a friend. The time for thinking was over. Thank you.
But that memory still haunts me to this day.